Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so, as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course. And we can't wait to see you there. All right.
DJRR.
Out of retirement.
Yeah, maybe I need to bring Mustache Todd back.
Mustache Todd. If you know what Mustache Todd is, you've been around a while. Welcome to Agile for Humans. Hey, if you're new, be sure to like and subscribe. Todd, over 50% of the people watching now have not liked or subscribed.
52.4%.
Isn't that wild? What are you doing? Smash that like and subscribe button. Let's get the numbers up. Let's get the word out that story points are trash and all of the good things about Scrum and Agile that we promote. Check out our comment section. Leave a comment and question. We love getting back to you. And sometimes your comments turn into videos. Check out the description for more about Todd and I. Let's roll. Todd, today we are talking about what is... Ooh, I don't have a banner. Where's my banner? What is Parkinson's Law?
What is Parkinson's Law? So I'll read it out loud. Parkinson's Law is the adage that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion.
Amen.
It is sometimes applied to the growth of bureaucracy in an organization, but can be applicable to all forms of work.
This is probably out of all of the theories and laws that we've talked about, the one that like convicts me the most. Like I can make a task take forever, or if I'm under a crunch, I can finish it sooner. It's really, this is this law and hearing about it. So Tim Ottinger was into this idea a few years back in his keynotes and was talking a lot about this. Tim's a fan. Tim's a friend of the show and a really great agilist. Agile Otter on Twitter is a good, he's a good follow. And learning about this law, Todd, actually made me start doing Pomodoro.
I've done Pomodoro before.
And it,
Pomodoro technique, yeah.
If I'm disciplined enough, and basically what it is 25 minutes of focused work, 5-minute break. Mm-hmm. And 25 minutes of focused work, 5-minute break. And if I'm disciplined enough to do this, I can get more done in a day than if I say, oh, I have 8 hours to work. Mm-hmm. And that one task fills up 8 hours. And then, I guess that's my day. And, oh, my gosh, Todd, this one just... Oh, it's convicting.
It is. You know what this always makes me think of? In college, writing an essay.
Oh.
Right? And you knew when the essay was due, right? You knew it was due at the end of October. You knew it. And so you wait, and you knew that from the beginning of September when your classes started, but you wait until the last week to do the paper. Right.
You know, if you're a procrastinator, leave us a thumbs up in the chat or in the comments, or I don't know, wait a few weeks and then maybe do it.
Yeah. and I think the same thing applies to, I remember in my programming career, would somebody be like, if you could just have like, give me whatever you can get done by the end of the month with this system. Right. I remember specifically building an integration into a time system, and holy heck, I could have had it done in a day, but I gold plated it. Right. I made my work fill that time by writing an unnecessary amount of gold plated code to fit it. And I think honestly, Parkinson's Law, one of the benefits of a sprint is us avoiding this. What's not entirely, because Ryan, I imagine that you think the same thing as I am, is after sprint planning, there's a little bit of a breath and it's just like, yes, we've planned. Yep. And what I find though is, and I don't have any objective data, this is a completely subjective comment, is that most of the teams that I worked with were really busy in the second half of the sprint, like panic set in, right? So I think that also may be true. But when it comes to like that completing the work and expanding the work, I feel like a sprint really helps with this.
I think the time boxing functions in a similar way as Pomodoro, right? You will not exceed this much time for this event. You will not go past this planning horizon for the work. And it really, it's that sense of urgency. Like, it's almost, I think Parkinson's law, a lot of it is the inertia of getting started. Right. Once you get started, it seems like things are going all right. But it's that, oh, I got to get moving and I can, oh, it's going to delay. I'm going to make the time fill up. So I think part of it is really the time box creates that urgency that makes us do the minimal but sufficient. And I think you could argue that Scrum is really designed against this law.
Yeah.
To an extent, right? It's really counteracting this natural way of working. And so I this one is very convicting. I'm grateful that the Scrum framework has some mechanisms in it that help us keep up. Maybe we'll do a video in the future on what is Pomodoro and how it helps with productivity. I think that would be a great video to do. And so if you're curious about Pomodoro and how Todd and I have used it in the past when we really needed to get stuff done, leave us a comment below. If there's enough interest, we'll go ahead and do that too. So, but yeah, really cool look at Parkinson's law. And let us know in the comments, is this one that kind of convicts you too? Does this one get you? And if so, what are your strategies for working through it? We'd love to hear about that too. All right. End screen time. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. 52% of you are not subscribed. What is the deal with that? Like and subscribe. Check out the socials. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our framework and EBM video series. Some merch is going to pop up as well. Grab a hoodie. It'll look good. You deserve it. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward and do some great Scrum things. Story points are trash. We'll see you tomorrow. See. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on.